I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. People in the eastern Russian city of Khabarovsk have taken to the streets protesting Vladimir Putin's removal of the regional governor. Now, the protests come shortly after a recent election allowed Putin to remain Russia's president until 2036. Joel Griffith of Slava Gospel Association tells us,
"It's a different situation where you've had the governor of the region who won election 2 years ago, which was sort of a surprise because it wasn't the Kremlin's sanctioned candidate. Well, he won. Well, then he got arrested here on these murder charges here. At least that's what's alleged."
The people of this region see these actions as Moscow interfering with their democratic process. So far, says Griffith, the churches in Russia haven't felt any impact from the protests. So be praying that the gospel would be free to go forward unhindered by political upheaval. And Beirut Baptist School, a ministry of LSESD, finds itself facing many hardships. Last fall, unrest meant schools had to shut their doors for a while, and Beirut Baptist staff worked on the school's online platform during this time. So when the pandemic resulted in a lockdown, the school was able to continue to connect with students because of these preparations. However, Wissam Nasrallah of LSESD tells us the economic crash in Lebanon that has followed these circumstances means the challenges are far from over.
"We cannot increase tuition. We're barely able to collect what we need from parents. And besides that, the operational costs are skyrocketing. So we need a lot of wisdom. We need a lot of patience."
Visit missionnews.org to read how you can pray, support, and learn more about this incredible school and ministry. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.